face the problem of 1.5% global emissions, people would say, look, the science isn't so bad. You face a threat from people who say, the international community will never do its business. I think we've got to be absolutely clear, if we're serious about showing leadership, it does require all sections of society to play their part. That's why I wrote the climate change bill that is the most radical piece of environmental legislation anywhere in the world, requiring not just a government, but every government between now and 2050 to reduce its emissions by 80%. Yes, I think Ed Balls is right. Government has actually been a real laggard in this. Business, though, hasn't got the right. It's not just recycling, it's energy use. There isn't proper real-time metering of business energy use to give them incentives to change the way in which they work. I do, however, think that we have to link this back to the economic argument. Part of the route to economics being a growth centre of the future is to embrace the green economy. Now, my constituency up in the northeast of England is to be the home of the production of Europe's electric car. That sort of initiative is the future, and it requires taxation incentives, regulatory incentives, and also investment incentives from an activist kind of government. And the green agenda has to become an economic agenda if we're to avoid it going down the pan.
So, I think the first thing to say is that we didn't do enough on the environment, and we were too slow to wake up to it, despite the great work that David did, despite the work that I tried to do, and we should acknowledge that. On the specific question that you asked, we had a proposal in our manifesto to ban waste at the landfill. And that, in a way, I think is the best thing you can do. Actually, our recycling rates, Ed Balls is right about this, our recycling rates have gone up. But they're still pretty low compared to the rest of Europe. So we said, let's ban the waste that is sent to landfill, because then you're going to have to recycle or reuse. I think there's a bigger picture, though, which David referred to. This needs to be central to everything we do. And frankly, one of the things government is bad at is adapting to a change, like the change that climate change brings and the challenge it brings. And we try to make government departments be part of this crusade on climate change. Ed Balls' department did great work actually on zero carbon schools. But the truth is, it's not, let's be candid, central to every part of policy, and that's what needs to happen, including, I might say, in the Treasury. It's to be central to the economic model of the future. High carbon should be out, and everything we do should be about low carbon. Final thing I'll say is this, which is the international challenge and this point about this decade. Because when I think 20 years hence, how will people look back on what we're doing now? They will say to us, as politicians, on climate change, you knew the facts. And the question of the next decade is, do we act? Are we the first generation to really get it, or are we the last generation not to get it? And that's what we've got to make sure we are the first generation to really get it.
Great. Thanks very much.